This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me entertain you. And the conversation on News Talk Radio is supposed to be entertaining. We always are dealing with the definition of what entertainment is all about. We may get to that if we have time during this hour of our News Talk review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 5th to the 9th. The overview provided the contents, if you will, of our discussion predicated by the story list and the people list that you can find at talkers.com from Talkers Magazine, also on the DJV social media pages. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to go through the stories, the variants, if you will, and some nuances about probably the people on the list. So, Michael, let's have at it. Let's go. You're in charge.
Thank you very much, and it certainly has been a crazy, complicated week. The top 10 stories, according to Talkers, on news talk stations such as the ones that people are listening to this program on right now. At number 10, we have the heat wave and we have climate change. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the Afghanistan withdrawal of U.S. troops. At number 8, the New York City mayoral race, and that's tied with a spike in urban crime, particularly in New York City. At number 7, the southern border crisis continues and immigration reform remains a top topic on talk radio. At number 6, race relations and a debate over this thing called critical race theory. At number 5, the condo collapse aftermath. At number 4, the economy, inflation fears, and focus on the infrastructure. Much of that focus comes from the condo collapse and, of course, the fact that the infrastructure is the centerpiece in terms of investment to spark economic stimulation, according to the Biden plan. So infrastructure is big stuff right now at number 4. And number 3, Trump sues social media and internet security issues. That's number 3, obviously a big subject. Number 2, GOP and Trumpism. And that's tied with the January 6th committee. Basically, the politics that is going on inside the Republican Party based upon their relationship with and how cozy they want to be and how much distance they want to have with Trump and his huge base of millions and millions of loyal followers. And number 1, the COVID-19 Delta variant vaccines, masks, and politics. And those are the stories. The people. And number 10, a tie between our buddies Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Number 9, Eric Adams. He's the Democratic nominee for mayor in New York. He's going to run against our friend Curtis Sliwa. That should be interesting. I'm one of the few people predicting that Sliwa might win. That's not really a full prediction, but I entertain the possibility.
It's out on the limb, as it were.
I just have a feeling. I got a funny feeling about it, but I could be wrong.
And we need to talk about the caliber of candidates. We'll do that after you go through the list.
All right. Kamala Harris is at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4, Nancy Pelosi at 3, Donald Trump in his new role as the national celebrity at number 2, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of another insane week. And I say insane, you know, meaning it's just...
It's qualifying.
It's full of anomalies and overlapping stories and crazy things that come and go and some things that should be talked about and aren't. It's interesting, the Jovenel Moïse, the assassinated president of Haiti, didn't make the top 10, and we specifically left it to make the point.
Yeah.
You know,
I mentioned that, interestingly enough, in the accompanying hour to this is the Talk Radio Review due with the ladies from the DJV program. So we put this together. The Countdown Show is presented as sort of part of the DJV program, and they said that. That was very interesting. You bring it up as well. This guy would normally, you'd think, quote unquote, normally, especially since American DEA agents seem to be the ones that shot him.
Well, there's two American citizens are among the 17 detainees that are suspects in it. I think the reason it hasn't gotten a lot of talk is because there's no momentum going into it. And in other words, I don't think the average American commentator, a news person, or news talk listener fully thinks about or grasps what the relationship with Haiti is all about. You know, what is our relationship with Haiti? What does this mean?
And
I think they were blindsided Haiti. By it.
Well,
just when the condo collapsed. It's a building collapse. We started to realize as the hours and days went by that this was a gigantic story on everything from human interest to economic.
Okay, well, let me connect the dots here for a minute, if I may, and then your comment afterwards. What you've just said trips the light fantastic in me because of a couple of different things that I think are related, and they are stories that are on the list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The quality of leadership. I'll start with the New York City mayoral race. I heard an interview with this fellow who's the Democrat, who is the former, he was a police commissioner, was he, or a policeman?
He was a policeman for 22 years. He was a state senator after that, and then he was Brooklyn borough president.
Okay.
And now he's just a citizen running.
Right. Okay. And his name is what, Eric Adams? Is that his name?
Eric Adams, yes.
Eric Adams. Okay. So I heard this week, as I was traversing the state working on farm projects, that I do frequently. The radio is on. I'm listening to PBS because I like to hear that side of what's going on in the world of talk radio. And there was an interview with this fellow, Eric Adams, after the process of counting the ballots and first choice, or however they do that stuff, ranked choice
voting.
And I listened to him for a long time, and I was thoroughly unimpressed. He is not a cultured man. He's not, he's not educated, but he doesn't sound like he has the tone or timbre. And this has been the case in New York, we'll say, since Michael Bloomberg, where you go back to the Koch era, or many of the people that were well known in New York history as being very good or very interesting mayors. What we have now Adams. And I think Sliwa is part of this, although, as you've suggested, you don't want to count him out because he's a very interesting character, and who knows what means he'll use to get the vote out. He's very connected to lots of local stuff, and let's face it, the final offer here is on the day of the election, who you get out to vote. Can you get the vote out? And he may have, with all of his guardian connections, the ability to literally knock on doors, ask people if they voted. If they haven't, can we offer you a ride to the polling? You know, that kind of stuff gets people going. And who are you representing? Yeah, we'll go vote for you. So, but the point that I'm making with having listened to the Eric Adams interview, listening to how unstimulating he is, and I don't mean you have to be charismatic, but you need to have a grasp of the English language, and I don't think he's particularly savvy when it comes to that. He didn't do anything to inspire me, let's put it that way. So tying that into the problems that we have in government, for example, overview. In Florida, you can make an argument that this condo collapse happened because of bad public management. The business of who's inspecting what, how well are they doing, and then you can go into, you know, the whole business of the economy, the infrastructure, and the lack of leadership there affects what's going on in the structure, literally, of our roads and bridges and stuff. So I'm suggesting, Michael, that the caliber of candidates that we have, I mean, look at the people in California that are running against the, what's-his-face. It seems to me we're piling on, and it in part has to do with the kind of coverage. Good people don't want to run because they don't want to be scrutinized the way the news media scrutinizes them. So I've kind of come up with a philosophy here. Any thoughts?
I think we have to take a break.
Spoken by a true radio professional. But we'll come back on the other side of the information you're about to hear with Michael's thoughts on whether I have something or I don't. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the chief medical officer for Medicare Advantage products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Here's a thought. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match search millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. It's kind of like Match with dating, only this is for a job. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates much faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites around. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding new employees, you ought to visit Indeed.com. It's Indeed.com/credit. All right, please take advantage of that. So my philosophy, do you have, it sounds to me, we were talking about this during the break, you have a quick answer to my theory.
Well, we have to have better leadership. My answer is I agree with you. That's the answer. That's why I didn't go off on a whole rant. I agree with you. We have to have better leadership. We have to have a higher quality.
But how are we going to get it in the face of all of this stuff? Listen to some of the talk radio programs and how they denigrate people of the opposite party. And this happens on both sides. There's more of it on the right because there are more shows, more talk shows that are aimed in that direction. But you listen to any of the major stars, and it's just, it's pathetic, I think, anyway.
Well, I guess we have to determine our nation and our city's course of action through something other than what we call shows. The very idea that it's determined in shows tells you the relationship between entertainment and reality.
Yep, correctamundo. All right, 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were talking about the influence of the news media and thus news talk radio on the process of getting good people to run. Michael and I sort of agree on the caliber of people and how this is all we're watering down everything, it would seem. And that, I think, comes around to the number one story this week, which once again has to do with COVID, the variants, the vaccines, that sort of thing, because politics has played a role in it, and because the media helps to shape the political realities, you have a lot of things that are not necessarily taken in context, Michael, but they don't, nobody so says, you hear all these people, I listen to this program because he tells me the truth. Well, what does that mean?
Means maybe he tells me what I want to hear. He tells me
exactly
that he affirms. Now the problem is that we do not have a policy based discussion going on. We have a personality based discussion. And even though we talk about the dangers of negative campaigning seems to be the only thing that works. So it's a vicious cycle. We know we're doing the wrong thing, but it's a means to an end because it works. And people live in the here and now, and they want to keep their jobs. They want to survive. They want to be able to win elections. They want to feel like they're on the side of a winner. And it goes contrary to what we all know deep in our hearts, that politics is not meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be productive. And we've created an entertainment industry about this spectator sport known as politics, and now we're stuck with it. The media was never meant to be this influential. It's meant to be part of the influence, but it's become so influential that it really is overstating its purpose.
So there's a new talk radio station in Los Angeles. And it's owned by a black entrepreneur, I would say, somebody who's been very visible on radio and television for years. I decided he would buy the station and make it unabashedly African-American liberal talk. At one point in time, putting on one of the programs that I produce on the station was discussed with the owner. And he said, oh, yeah, I know Doug. I like him. He's a good broadcaster, but he's not black. And I only want black people on my station. So, okay, that's his right because he owns it. But can you imagine if that were turned around and Larry Elder, for example, who's a prominent black host, approaches a station, the white owner says, I only have white people on my station.
No, Larry Elder couldn't get a job at, I think we're talking about Travis Smiley. Larry Elder couldn't get on it either, not because he's white, but because he's conservative.
Right.
So you know, look, you're bringing up a kind of a sticky wicket, to use an old expression.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what's correct in the rights of a minority over a majority. Do minorities have the rights to have their own social clubs, to have their own pride organizations, to have their own special media to serve the special interests of being a minority in America? Or is that considered just as racist and just as exclusionary as there being a white-only or a Protestant-only medium? This is a tremendously complicated question. You know, the idea of a majority rule only works when the rights of the minorities are taken into account. So do black people have the right to have their own African-American community radio stations, whereas white-only stations takes the majority advantage that whites have in our society over black people and further exacerbates it for repression, etc.? I mean, that's the question, you know.
I got another one that'll go one step further when we continue here in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials say that when schools begin, vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks inside school buildings. Aaron Sauber Schatz of the CDC.
We've done a reevaluation of the science, and the science has showed us that we know what works to help keep schools safe and open. So anyone who's fully vaccinated, they don't need to mask indoors. They don't need to physical distance.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is facing a wave of backlash after offering up what is described as ironic humor about fears surrounding children and the gay agenda. The backlash came after the chorus posted a video in which members sang about indoctrinating children and it being more concerned about fairness and justice. This is USA Radio News. A Louisiana police officer died in a hospital Friday night after suffering a gunshot wound to the head during a confrontation with a suspect near a local high school, according to reports. Officer William Billy Collins worked part-time for the force in Doyline, a village in Webster Parish that is located about 22 miles east of Shreveport in the northwest corner of the state. The suspect was transported to a hospital with life-threatening injuries, KSLA-TV reported.
Muraya, M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
Zyla Avant-Garde became the first African-American winner in the 93-year history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She twirled and leaped after spelling the winning word, Muraya, a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the items that are on the list. Excuse me. And all of my allergies put together. I deal with reality, my boy. It's just...
I'll take over.
The rain. Yeah, you might want to... The rain is just exacerbating all of this stuff, too. We're talking off the air about how much rain we've had here. Wow.
Whew. Guess Doug is choking right now.
I am, yes. All right, so.
When I hear that, I could tell when the mic is off. This mm-hmm. The silence actually is a sound of silence.
Sound of silence.
And folks should know that even though we sound like we're in the same room, we are separated by approximately 90 miles.
Yes, we are.
Today. Well, sometimes we're separated by 3,000 miles. But
yes, that is.
Today it's 90 miles.
The state of radio and technology as it is today allows us to do that. And that was one of the great things about the DJV program that we put together, which is still to this day the most complicated program to produce on the radio because there's so many components. Everybody's in different places.
And nobody's ever met each other.
Well, we don't see each other often. That's true.
That's why the show stays together and everybody gets along.
And not, well... You know what? Something that astounded me, and I don't know why in the age of COVID it did, but your lieutenant, Mr. Casey, when we had the talk radio, the convention in New York in Hofstra, I was talking to him. I haven't seen him. Kevin Casey is the executive sort of vice president, I think. Isn't that his title?
He's not sort of. He is. Yeah. He's the executive vice president, and he's executive editor. Something with a vice president and an executive and an editor.
So you and he have been working together for a long time. Talk has been in existence for 31 years. He's been there, 25 of the 31 years?
He's been at Talkers about 21 years.
Okay, so we were talking about, our existence. And he said that he hadn't seen you. I think you said it maybe. In the year and a half of COVID, you saw each other twice.
Right.
And here's a guy you talk to every day. And you pointed out the ladies on the DJV program. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay Kirshner's down in Memphis. Or Nashville, right? I always say Memphis, but Nashville. And we have, I've never met Jay personally. Never seen her. Victoria, I've seen twice in the 5 years she's been on my program. And Jennifer and I see each other all the time because we're, and our families are close. But it's amazing. And yet
Actually, Kevin Casey and I have been working together 21 years. We work together every day in terms of being in each other's ears and eyes and faces virtually. So we're in constant communication as if we were working at the same workbench every day. But the truth of the matter is I hadn't seen him at all for a year and a half. I'm thinking about it. You said a couple of... No, we did not see each... We first saw each other... recently, maybe putting the convention together since the beginning of COVID. We have a picture of our staff having its little, we have a little lunch party at Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019 that we last all saw each other. But we work together every day. But this whole virtual office thing, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So when it hit with COVID, it was no big deal. But I don't feel in any way, shape, or form that Kevin and I are out of touch. I feel like we're very close, and it's amazing when we see you. And one of the things that I noticed about our convention this year, this was the first time in 24 years that we missed a year. So it had been 2 years since the last convention as opposed to one. A lot of people were surprised at how old their friends looked. Because they hadn't
seen that to you. One of my very dear friends.
You were not the only one to say that about different people. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, they're saying the same thing about you because we haven't seen each other physically.
Really? They said that about me?
No, not about you. Not about you. I'm saying, in the generic sense. No,
right,
you haven't aged a day since you're 22.
Right. Okay.
There so, but you know, it's so. Let me
go one step further with that. In terms of how, you know, we make this all work and how it is that we can continue to make it work, that's the real, that's the essence kind of the question. Can we all, not just radio, I'm talking about everybody, all these businesses, can they survive not having people able to connect on a personal basis? And I say that because, and this is very personal for me, because to tell one more story about this, as you know, both my children live in Los Angeles. And I live there and have lived there in the wintertime, pretty much every winter since 1993, with the exception of last year. But when I did go out to Los Angeles to see them briefly, I'd go out on a Saturday morning and come back on a Sunday night just to see them. You know, we'd be the social distancing. We hadn't touched each other. So the first time that I went back in April to be with the kids, that we didn't have to worry, we'd all had our vaccines, we didn't have to wear a mask and stuff, my daughter came running over to me, and she embraced, she hugged me, she kissed me, and she started to cry because we hadn't actually, we were very close, and we couldn't be close in that sense. And I wonder, maybe as a rhetorical question, how much of that has gone on around the country? And is it just family or is it business? Because a lot of times people that work together, I'm very close to the people that I work with. And yet I can't, you know, in the case I'm used to not seeing them. But if you're used to seeing somebody, is that an unexplained or undefined cost of this COVID thing? When you get right down to it.
I think it goes both ways. I think it's more complicated than one or the other. I think there are benefits to not being together every day, and that one can be close to another person intellectually, spiritually, socially, without necessarily being together physically. But I do believe that occasional physical contact, and proximity, being in the same room, hugging, whatever, does play a role in it. But I don't think it plays as big a role as some people think. I do think that we're able to connect technologically, and I do think that some of these relationships not only have value, I think that I made a joke before that one of the reasons your show is got such legs and so successful is because you're not all together. Sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes when you're in each other's face too much, it's like, okay, give me some space. Mm-hmm. So I we've seen radio stations that were toxic environments because of the backstabbing and the jealousies and the people getting on each other's nerves. So I think there's something to be said for both sides of that equation, and you have to judge it accordingly.
There's probably a great book there someplace that you could write about the, you know, the sort of return, or what was it like before and what's it like now, and the stories of people that have worked on radio stations that you think, because they're all in the same station, they'd all love each other. But that's...
they don't love each other.
Excuse me. That's not the case.
Some of the worst hatreds that I've ever seen in my life stemmed out of teammates on the same radio station.
Yeah.
And I suspect that goes on in sports as well. You know, the whole discussion about locker room chemistry. Some of the greatest teams on paper die on the field because they have terrible locker room chemistry. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And other teams, you know, are not as good, but they love each other, and as a result, they rise above. The human condition and relationships, something we'll never fully have a handle on. It's the most complex thing in the world.
All right. So I want to take one more example before we pause again. Going back to our discussion about black radio stations and white radio stations and that sort of thing. So there was a radio station in San Francisco. They got a hold of some audio from a chorus. It's a gay man's chorus, and they sang a song that has become now a national discussion. So it goes back to what we were saying. Is there somebody who wants to have a gay radio station? And if that's the case, is that all right? It's okay with me. It's fine. You do what you want with your radio station. But here's the song that caused the most recent controversy. Someplace in our ear. It won't work. Technology being the wonderful thing that it is. All right, well, anyway, the bottom line is that the song sort of pokes fun at some gay myths and anti-gay myths, and it is aimed at prompting people to think about why it is that you have some of the values that you do. It's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And they posted this video. You think we're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. We'll convert your children is the sort of satirical underscore line. And that's what got all the attention. We'll convert your children. So that got everybody all worked up. A lot of the religious right people and the same people that would send folks around to your house to convert you to their religion. And so that's what got the, it's a great talk radio conversation, I think, don't you?
Mm. Well, not having heard the song, of course it's an interesting conversation, but having not heard the song, I don't know if it was satirical.
So can we play the song yet?
Or it was threatening.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so go ahead, Michael.
Boy, I guess that bit fell flat, huh?
The best laid plans of mud. It's a lot of radio.
Folks, they have been rehearsing this maneuver for weeks to get that song on when he snapped his fingers, and it just didn't play.
There you go. Didn't happen. In a moment, we are going to talk about what Michael has done with his MH interview this week that's coming up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the People List from Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists at talkers.com or at the DJV show, social media or djvshow.com. At number 10, the two leaders of Russia and China make it, as they have for most every week, one way or another, in that list. Eric Adams, number 9, the fellow running for mayor in New York. Kamala Harris, 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. Oh, Mitch McConnell, a fossil, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Nancy Pelosi, another fossil, is 3. Trump, we can come up with all sorts of adjectives to describe him, but he's making it on the list, bumped himself up into the number 2 position because of all the visibility this week. And then there's President Joe Biden. He makes it to the top of the list, as is normally the case. The president gets up there and pretty much stays there, depending on what's going on. That's the People List, courtesy of the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the chief medical officer for Medicare Advantage products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for this first full week of July at number 10, the situation with the weather in our country, heat wave and drought on the West Coast, and the water and the wet from Florida all the way up to New England is really going to have an impact on what you pay for food. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The mayoral race in New York, number 8. Our situation on immigration at the southern border, number 7. Relationships with other among ourselves, if you will, race relations, number 6, that condo situation in South Florida, number 5. Number 4 is the economy at the moment and the fear of inflation. Number 3, the aforementioned Trump suing social media, what comes out of that. January 6th investigation, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so the Talkers Magazine and also MH Interview have a feature with these two new fellas that are on in replacement of Rush Limbaugh. So what'd you think? This is the interview you have this week.
Yeah, they are the real replacements of Rush Limbaugh. In other words, put on by the people that were doing the Rush Limbaugh show on Premier Networks. It's Clay right. Travis and Buck Sexton. I interviewed them for a half hour about the show was 2 weeks old when we did it, and it's now 3 weeks old. And it's up there at MH Interview. If you're a fan of talk radio, this is a must listen. Must listen.
Well, these guys get a lot of attention, to be sure, because they've slid into that slot. On the same network, not the other networks that put up people to compete or take advantage of the situation. All right, Michael, great job as usual. Thank you. Michael Harrison here
on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of one legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, is here. He's a professor of law. And you know what that means? Don't get into crosshairs with anybody who's a professor of law. Also is the founder of Scamicide, the website that helps a lot of people. Now, let's talk about that for a bit because there are a lot of scams. This week, even though it's not in the top 10 really, it is kind of with the Facebook stuff, but there are other things. Google, all these outfits are being sued. And now there was a big, there was somebody from some place did a demand on some social media site to get $70 million in Bitcoin. I mean, how long can this go on, all of this stuff?
Well, the bad news is it's just the beginning. Things are going to get much worse. I mean, and part of the problem is there's a few elements, and one of probably the worst elements is the business model. Interpol once said a few years ago, it's probably more now, but there were only about 100 of these cyber criminal geniuses out there that could create this kind of malware and deliver it and have that kind of effect on people, companies, government agencies, and whatever. But the problem is that they decided that the business model to use is they go to the dark web, they set up these sites that are difficult to get to, and you go there, criminals go there, and they can rent, lease, or buy the services, get tech support, and so you end up having less sophisticated criminals who are using the technology that only the geniuses have. And unfortunately, on the flip side, when all of the software and things that we use that are all connected to the Internet are created, all too often security is not part of the initial creating of them. It's added on later. And so we are increasingly vulnerable. It's easier to attack than defend, And quite frankly, things are going to get much worse. There'll be attacks from ordinary criminals. There'll be attacks from nation states. There'll be attacks from terrorist groups. So much for good morning.
Good morning. Good day. All right. So along with the social media, that whole fiasco, Trump has sued a number of these outlets. Why? What does he get out of that?
You know, it's funny. You asked the critical question, which is why? Is he going to win? He's not going to win in court. As a matter of fact, I think his case will be thrown out quite initially with what they call a summary judgment, where the defendants will tell the judge, they'll say, there's no issue of facts here. The law is clear. We don't even need a trial. And they're going to win. The First Amendment only applies to government interference with free speech. You have no rights of free speech anywhere with private companies can limit it, your employers can limit it, and certainly the social media platforms have every right to put limitations on what they have up there. And this is something where legally he's not going to win, but politically he's using this already as a fundraiser, and he's been able to raise a lot of money, which he can use for all kinds of political purposes, and he's using it for political kind of fodder to get people behind him. Nobody likes the big tech companies. So
no.
He's smart enough to know he stands the snowball's chance in hell of winning the lawsuit, but he could profit from it.
It's my name. Yeah, so yeah. Let's go to the next step. The federal government is looking at ways, or at least the House is, of curbing the power of these social media giants. By, you know, having testimony, let's come up with some laws. But how can they do that constitutionally in the face of what you just said regarding freedom of speech? This is a private company, not government. Government doesn't run it.
With great difficulty. Certainly regulations can be put in. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes you see the hearings of the tech companies and their CEOs before Congress, and some of the questions that they're being asked will indicate that there are a lot of Congress people that don't even understand tech. You start off with that.
Right.
Then you get a lot of them are receiving campaign contributions. That's step two. Then there's that little thing called the Constitution, which would make greater hurdles, as you indicated, to further regulations. So will we see something? Yes. Will it be probably just window dressing? Most likely.
Yeah. All right. Which is pretty much their stock and trade. There he is, Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University, looking at the law, if you will, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.